The UN's top nuclear inspector, Mohammed El-Baradei, is in Iran today on a trip that was scheduled even before the nuclear news this week. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad announced his country has successfully enriched low-grade uranium. That's a necessary step toward developing a nuclear bomb. Iran says the nuclear program is for peaceful purposes only, for nuclear power.
Karim Sajapour is an Iran analyst for the International Crisis Group. That's a non-governmental organization. He joins us from Beirut. Karim Sajapour, welcome to the program. And Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says his country is united behind him with this development of nuclear energy, a nuclear program. Is he right?
I would argue that this notion that all Iranians are united behind the country's nuclear program has been exaggerated. You certainly do have a percentage of the population that feels strongly about this. You know, Iran is an old civilization, very nationalistic country, and people look around and say, well, if India, Pakistan, Israel can have this project, why can't we? But I would argue at the same time that you have plenty of the population which is concerned or ambivalent about the direction in which the country is headed. You know, this is a country, this is a society that experienced a very bloody eight-year war with Iraq, the bloodiest war of the second half of the 20th century. So people don't romanticize about the prospect of conflict or about the prospect of militarization in Iran. So, you know, as this nuclear issue escalates, a lot of people are having deja vu to the early days of the revolution and the Iran-Iraq war. You know, Iran is a very young population of around two-thirds are under 30. If you present it to the Iranian street, if you will, two options. A, pursue this nuclear program unequivocally, come what may, be it sanctions, military conflicts, confrontation, etc., or B, make certain nuclear compromises, but, you know, rejoin the international community, open up economically, open up politically. I would argue the vast majority of Iranians would prefer the second option.
Iranian news agencies today online, you can find them reporting congratulations coming into the country from various Islamic groups around the world. How significant is that as a factor of pride for Iranians?
For the Iranian government, it's very important how it's viewed in the Muslim world at large, the Islamic world in general. Even, I would argue, it's more important for the leaders of Iran how the Muslim world perceive them than their own people perceive them. So they have tried to market this issue as a pan-Islamic issue against the West, against the United States. And, you know, I believe much of the rhetoric which they've used, including President Ahmadinejad's rhetoric against Israel, questioning the validity of the Holocaust, I believe they are trying to garner Muslim popular opinion for them.
But you think that may be more important outside Iran than inside Iran?
Well, again, my argument is that this is not an issue which, you know, Iranians waking up in the morning in Shiraz or Yazd or elsewhere are not saying, you know, what's really missing from our lives is nuclear energy. They have broader concerns than that. They have day-to-day concerns about inflation, unemployment, questions like this. So this nuclear program is not going to change popular discontent in Iran because, you know, whether or not Iran has a civilian nuclear energy program, these economic realities, political realities are still going to exist in Iran. But for those, you know, people in the Middle East who live outside of Iran, I think they do have somewhat of a romantic vision of this Islamic Republic, which is defying the West and defying the United States in particular.
Karim Sajapour, an Iran analyst for the International Crisis Group. Karim, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.